Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. Opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are. Your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. Here we are on the morning show.
I am Lippo.
And I am Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big
I'm
JD?
I'm okay.
Hey. You're not anticipating any questions, are you?
What? Did you just ask me something?
No, I did not. Yes, I did. You're doing good. You look great.
Oh, well, thank you. So do you.
On this fine Thursday morning. Well, it's Thursday.
Yeah. And it's morning. We're morning guys.
That's right. Later on tonight, I'm driving to London, and I'm going to go see this band that I got turned on to that opened up for Big Sugar at the Burlington Music Fest a couple weeks ago.
And who's that?
What's called the Bright Light Social Hour.
Wow. Yeah. There's a long name for
it. It's a long name, yeah.
I already forget it. Okay, yeah. And
they're playing at a bar in London, and they're out of Austin. So I think they're doing a little tour of Canada right now. Mm-hmm. They just got signed to Maple Music. So I think that's the whole impetus of them touring around. They played in Windsor, beginning part of this year.
Mm-hmm. Did you see them in Windsor?
No, I didn't even know they existed. But once we got to the gig, it was like, wow, these guys are really good. Good enough for us to drive to London and check them out tonight.
Right on. Yeah, nice that you show your support for a band that you like, and I'm sure they'd appreciate it. And do you tell bands like that, hey, we came from Windsor to check you guys out?
Absolutely, and we're going to tell them.
Will you get something signed by them? Do you have anything? Do they have anything? The record, yeah.
We bought the CD there at the Burlington Music Fest. Right, and they signed it there, except it's missing one signature, which obviously that's going to get fixed tonight.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And for sure, you pick up some of their merch, see their show, and let them know.
Right on.
I'd like to actually go visit them in Austin at some point.
At their house. Have dinner.
Well, yeah, we need some place to stay.
Their house.
Because seriously, Austin is one of those destinations that I got to get to pretty soon. Keep saying we're going to go, but we got to go.
Is the city limits still going on?
The Austin city limits? Yeah. I think it's a show that's still broadcast. That's based on the public broadcasting system down there in Austin.
I believe I saw, not there, but on television or something like that. Wasn't it Stevie Ray Vaughan?
He's been on there at least once, I'm going to say. I know Double Trouble's been on there for sure twice. I know I've seen them without Stevie, with Johnny Lang, and they did that CD, About Time, I think is what it was called. Mm-hmm. And there was a whole bunch of special guests there playing with Stevie's band. So, yeah, it's going to be good someday when I make it down to Austin. Hopefully, it's sooner than later. You want to go to Austin? You have any inkling?
I've been there, but...
You've been to Austin?
Yeah, I've been there pretty much everywhere in the U.S., but Austin is, I've been to a number of places in Texas, actually, but...
Dallas, Houston?
I was a kid.
Oh, you were a kid?
Yeah, I wasn't playing.
I thought you were talking about your Wicked Angel days.
No. Nope.
Did you play in Texas as Wicked Angel?
I didn't play in Texas, no.
You guys played mostly in the...
got a lot of fan mail from Texas, boy, I'll tell you that.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're crazy Southerners down there.
Loved it.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
All right, what's going on in the local world today?
Well, locally, it was starting to suck there on Tuesday. You start go to work and Walker Road is shut down to one lane. You can't get on.
Oh, so he's stealing my news piece.
No, I want you to get into it. No, I want you to get into it.
No, I'm just kidding.
Tell us about Walker Road.
Well, they're gonna close it for until the beginning of December. The Walker Road ramps to the expressway, on and off ramps.
Yes.
Because I guess they're changing that to some degree, probably making it easier at some point, but the local businesses there are really worried because, nobody's going to be able to get off there.
Right.
Or on when they're, use their establishments.
Right, so, a lot of people get to those stores on Walker Road via the expressway, for sure.
Sure, yeah. So now they're going to have to take a long way around. They have to get off at Howard or Central. I don't think they will be able to get over there after if they close those ramps, right?
Right, I'm not sure how those ramps are going
to work. I don't think that gets over there, but they'd have to come from the back way, from the Grand Maris end. Or
42.
Yeah, 42.
Come up that
way. Well, same thing, isn't it? Does that turn into Grand Maris at some point?
No. I'm saying the other side of the south side of the expressway.
Okay, yeah.
They're going to either come in that way from 42, or they're going to...
Grand Maris. I'm thinking of...
Grand Maris is north.
What's the one... 42 turns into everything else, Airport Road, and what is it? It's something else.
Cabana
is what I'm thinking of, yeah.
Okay.
Not Grand Maris.
Okay, Cabana, Grand
Maris.
Which,
Grand Maris, they wouldn't really be able to get there. They'd have to somehow...
Well, it's one lane. Walker Road is one lane now.
Oh, right now it's one lane?
Yeah, so Walker Road is turned into one lane, but you, and you still
can't...
It's
horrible already, anyway.
You can't even get off the expressway or get on
Well, eventually, I guess it'll be better, but it's going to be... go through some bunch of crap beforehand.
Changes!
Turn and face the strain.
Yes, exactly. That's what we have to deal with.
Did you play that on Friday night there?
Friday night, we did not play...
Played on Bo's Landing?
We played Ziggy Stardust.
Bo's on Landing?
We played Space Oddity and another Bowie tune, Young Americans.
It was a
David Bowie tribute band.
I guess, yeah.
We call ourselves Changes.
Aren't you the spider from Mars?
Yes, we are. I am the man who sold the world.
And what you get?
2/3 of Canadians think the law should be changed so that people caught with small amounts of marijuana no longer face criminal penalties or fines, a new poll has found. 2/3 of Canadians think this way. But how come it's not... It's not...
So if it was actually made legal, would you smoke it?
That's like saying during Prohibition, if booze was legal, would you drink booze? Like, do you think many people stopped drinking as soon as they made it illegal to sell booze?
Well, I don't think so.
Because it wasn't illegal to drink it. It was just illegal to sell it.
Right.
So you couldn't make it or sell it.
Yeah, they might have stopped selling.
So,
but they didn't stop drinking.
You can make your own, too. I think you can make your own wine. The nationwide survey for Post-Media News and Global TV, which examined the state of Canadian values, revealed that the public is distinctly offside with the Harper government on the issue. And that's where the issue lies, is with the Harper government sucking hind tit over for the U.S. They want to be on board with whatever the U.S. says. And the U.S. is going conservative, conservative, conservative all the way. Other than the fact they got a Democratic president, so... It's too bad that we have to toe the line for the American, the way that they think about their drug policy. We have to also be in line with that.
And what are we talking about on the show today?
Today we're talking about haircuts.
Well, I suppose could be included in it, but no, that's not the topic of the day.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
I got this big list of Princetons and brush cuts and mohawks. What the heck? You told me it was on haircuts.
Uh-huh. And the, what's that one called? That a Hummer's haircut. That's a...
pomegranate? Pompadour. Pomegranate.
Yeah, that is a hairstyle. But we're talking about things that make life easier today on the show.
Pompadour would not be easy.
You're not doing that right now. No, I'm just kidding. No, pompadour is not easy to maintain. Nor is it
stylish.
Stylish in this day and age, I don't think.
Today it's not stylish.
Elvis Presley had a pompadour. That's why Hummer has a pompadour.
He's huge. Elvis guy.
He is, very much. I once gave him a sealed Elvis 8-track tape.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Still sealed in the package.
Guarantee he puts that someplace where...
Right where everybody can see it in his place, too. That's what he...
At the Elvis altar.
The Elvis altar, yeah. The EA.
I guarantee you he has one of those.
Oh, he does. I've seen it all.
But he's into all kinds of music, though. But anyway, we're digressing, and we're talking about today... Things that make life easier.
For an example, I just put casters on the bottom of my Marshall amp cabinet.
Casters, that's the thing that's on a fishing line?
Never made. Yes.
You cast it?
Yeah, so now I can, wherever it is, I can reel it in towards me and then put it in the van.
That is so smart.
No, that's a reel, actually. Not to be confused with something real.
And you know, that makes life easier too, as opposed to spearing fish or grabbing them
sure,
with your
hand. The fishing rod made life easier for
way
sure.
Way easy.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, casters I put on the amp, and you still got to carry it to some degree somewhere, but when it's down somewhere, you need to move it. I mean, it's got wheels now. So casters are, you know, at some point when they started putting casters on your television stand or various things, you know.
Refrigerators.
Refrigerators, sure. And you can get the little caster kit for your, like you can see under the filing cabinets. It's a little thing that makes it to the size of the bottom of your filing cabinet with casters, and now all these cabinets are on casters, so you can actually move them around quite easily.
Yeah, they're
casters are. That's an amazing little gift from God, or whoever invented Mr. Caster.
Is that
Plaster Caster?
Plaster,
you know who that is?
No.
It's a song.
Is it really?
Uh huh.
Plaster Caster. No, I have no idea.
Kiss.
Is it really?
It is. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Plaster Caster. I'm not familiar with that song.
Mm-hmm. I think it's on Unmasked.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, once they took the makeup off, I stopped listening.
Oh. That's when I started listening.
No, no, you didn't. So wheels, yeah. Wheels in general make life easy, right?
Yeah, wheels, sure. The invention of the wheel.
Yeah,
that was a big deal.
That was one of the huge ones.
Mm-hmm.
What about nail clippers? Does that make life easier?
It does, I think, as opposed to using... What would you have used? Well, I mean, scissors of some kind?
Yeah, we used scissors when I was a kid.
You still do? Oh, okay. Not now.
Me, I never did.
You should trim those things.
That's... I remember my mother would grab each finger and it was a scissor type
ooh,
thing.
Yeah, that's scary.
It was scary. I hated it. It was a very nerve-wracking sort of thing.
Yeah, no,
I think
Tony
for both
Iommi.
Of us.
Yeah.
Because I'm all gidgety and she's like, sit still, Mike, sit still.
However, I only, another thing to add on to that sort of is the toe clippers, the big ones. I use those for my fingers too.
I
just find
one.
It's way easier to... Then the little ones, they just slip out of your fingers and everything, and they've never really had a system that works amazing for keeping them in your hand, you know?
The ones I have right now are amazing.
Are
I paid
they?
Like 15
bring
bucks
them over
for
sometime,
them.
Yeah, we'll check them out.
They're we'll in my backpack.
Toe clipping party. Oh, he's got them with him. Sweet.
You know why?
Well, guitar.
Well, there's that, but my
you
kids.
Want them with you all the time. Oh.
They're the good ones, and of course the kids know they're the good ones, and then all the good stuff gets broken.
All the good
broken.
Stuff is in the backpack. Travels with you.
I hope my kids don't listen to this show.
Oh, nobody does. I'm kidding.
Especially you people listening right now.
So there's some a lot of different things and reasons for them why certain things make life easier. And I've actually read this one thing, and this is from a website called thoughtcatalog.com. And they say making your bed makes your entire room look cleaner. And I'm not sure why that makes
life
things
easier
for you, except for the fact that because the room looks cleaner.
Yeah, so you can leave your socks on the floor. You can leave your dirty shirt hanging over the headboard as long as you make your bed. So you don't have to do that other stuff. So all you do is make your bed, and then your life is easier because you didn't have to pick up your socks or hang up your shirt.
I think it's one of those things that just, you know, yeah, makes life easier itself.
Right.
Where I was kind of more referring to things, I guess, that are... you know, like physical type, material type things that make life easier.
Sure.
They have other things like a walk a day a week, walk to your destination instead of a ride, and, you know, then you end up getting your exercise in. So
that doesn't sound easy.
It's easier to get your exercise in that way than having to make time out of the day you know what I mean? Those kinds of things. But
thought catalog can be put back in the recycle bin, if you ask me.
Have an extra set of batteries. Only so many devices can be charged via USB.
Sure.
Yeah, things like that make life easier, I guess.
I want things. Tell me things. Like you mentioned toilet paper yesterday.
Yeah, toilet paper sure makes life easier, doesn't it? Remember when they didn't have toilet paper, what we had to do?
Those leaves were sometimes a little too small.
There you go. Things like rubber boots.
Rubber boots make your life easier.
You know, they're just like a one-piece rubber boot. And that make life easier for your mom when you were little. But yeah, for rain and mud and all that kind of stuff. And we used to do a lot of off-roading with the Jeeps and everything. And those things were just like amazing.
What about cell phones?
And easy to clean. Cell phones, of course, made life a lot easier.
How did it make your life easier?
It makes my life and probably everybody's life easier because it's a phone that you can take with you anywhere. Just the fact that they made cordless phones in the house was an awesome thing.
There we go.
But then you come out with a cell phone and now you can walk out of your house with your phone. So that's pretty amazing. And the fact that now they're smartphones and they do everything else. You know what I mean? It's not just a phone anymore at all. We've far surpassed the cell phone.
For sure.
So things like that. You know what's kind of handy are things that you can keep on your keychain. You know, little tape measures, a little Swiss Army knife. Yeah, absolutely. And a little pair of scissors and different things like that. A little change purse type thing that, you know, that's kind of neat.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
So we're talking about things that make life easier on the show today.
Of course, a lot of the drudgery that humans do, especially women at the beginning of this last century, was in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. How many things have we come up with in the kitchen?
New gadgets, sure. Like just even like a whisk. You know, you have one that's just a hand thing, which people still use a lot. But I mean, then you came around with the one you have the hand mixer. So yeah, then you got the hand mixer, and then of course there's the electric mixer, which now you don't have to do any of that really if you want to. You know what I mean? But I think some things actually require whisking specifically. They say so, but you may still have to use that old tried and true thing
for sure.
I was going to say ice cube trays. Yeah, ice cube trays, at some point, they had to separate everything to make it cubes. So I remember the ones that were like metal and they had the divider inside it. And you pull it out and pull all your things out. And then they went to the plastic ones, which I thought, wow, that's really cool because they had the separate compartments, right? And then we go to the automatic one. So you just push your cup into the thing on the fridge and out comes all these ice cubes.
Yeah, I'm not at that point yet.
They've made life easier.
That is very easy for sure. And what was the alternative? You always think of what makes life easier. You always have to think about what the alternative was before that.
Yeah, and you don't anymore. We get so complacent with all these, you know, you take them all for granted now.
For sure. And is that
an issue? Imagine having to make ice cubes. Who wants to run the tray under the tap there and then carefully bring it over to the fridge and probably do two or three of them, stack them up in there, and then you got to wait for your ice too.
I'm doing that.
Yeah.
At my house, we're still doing
that. Yeah, well, when you have the other ones and you'll forget all about that.
Forget about it.
You never want to do it again.
But back in the day, I didn't realize this until I went up into that area many years ago, that the way that people got ice was they farmed it off Lake Simcoe. Lake Simcoe was like one of the hugest sources of ice for most of the eastern half of the United States. Mm-hmm. They'd ship it down there, put it in the ground, cover it with hay, and that was your ice. So you go, you want some ice, you go chip some ice off your big block there and bring it in the house.
Yeah.
And that's what you had for ice. It came from a lake somewhere in northern Canada.
You could only get it in the winter.
Well, no. It lasted forever. Cold, yeah, but like, you know, last
at some point we got ice boxes. That was probably something of very convenient value for people when they got ice boxes.
Yes, exactly.
You ever see that Three Stooges episode when he's their ice guy? What do you call those guys that brought ice around?
The Iceman.
The Iceman, yeah. And he'd have we used to have a pair of tongs too from back in the day when my grandparents, you know, had to move ice around and stuff, the big tongs.
Sure, yeah.
And he goes up the thing, and by the time he gets up there, the ice thing is just a little cube now, and he has to keep going back and forth anyway. That's pretty funny.
What about vacuum cleaners?
What about them?
The alternative was sweeping, which I'm sure, you know, at one point there was, you know, the broom was mighty handy to have, but...
Well, then, and something that was in between there, I think with those Bissells or whatever, you know, the ones you push and it vacuums, but it's just analog.
Very analog. It's like the push lawnmowers, which I saw using the other day. That's a good workout. Push lawnmowers.
I had one of those when I lived on Droulard, but eventually I got myself one with a motor.
One with an actual motor that cut grass.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
And today on Music Mayhem.
What are we listening to?
What do we call it? Morning Mayhem? Morning Music Mayhem?
Morning Music Mayhem!
You know who David Byron is? From Uriah Heep fame.
Okay, no.
No longer alive, of course. Died a number of years ago, but this is him from The Man of Yesterday anthology. The Easy Road. If you're looking for a place you can fly together, and you're really afraid of what you're leaving behind, take the easiest road, but take care, my brother,
For you'll never find peace where the troubled mind is far better to love each other than to worry so deeply about the place you're in. Far better to kiss a softly than looking back.
JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all.
Yeah, that's right.
Hit us with some tech.
A developer from the United States has created an app that calculates the day that most women dread. And which day is that?
Oh, that's when they have their little friend every month.
No, it's something related to that, though. It's when their biological clock runs out.
Oh?
So
can't that only be a good thing?
Well, not if you really want children.
I mean, okay.
A lot of women put it off.
But, I mean, when that time comes, they probably have a lot less problems to deal with and worry about, though. Hopefully you've had your kids, but, you know.
Yes. Mira Kadura from Portland, Oregon, said she created the Wonder Clock, that's the name of the app, to empower other women and help them face their fears about fertility. The app requires only a woman's birthday to answer the question, and how much time do I have left? It then calculates the years, months, days, hours, minutes, and seconds until the woman can no longer bear children. I created this clock to face my own fears, to beckon the elephant in the room, so to speak. And she was quoted as saying that, and she is an award-winning advertising creative director. And she also, of course, wrote the app's website. So that's the Wonder Clock, if you want to download that app on your Android or iPhone and find out when your wife or yourself is going to be no longer able to bear children.
I wonder just how accurate that is.
Well, I'm sure it's just based on what they know about women. But are women everywhere infertile at the same time? I think it has to do with, you know, your diet and your genealogy and stuff like that.
Yeah, it could be a number of things. And on the show today, we're talking about things that make life easier. What about the tampon? That's got to make life easier for a woman.
Except.
And they're a lot of fun. I was thinking about picking up a box because on it, it says you can go camping, you can go bike riding, you can go, I'll do all these things.
What?
Sounds like fun.
Tampons. There was the disease that tampons cause, though. I know of a woman myself who actually passed away because of that disease. From using tampons, yeah.
I'd never heard of that.
I bet you have. If I research the name, you'll say, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Oh,
it was a big thing. But on a related topic, what about birth control pills?
What about them?
That made life easier.
Do you want a couple?
No, I don't. Thank you very much.
All right. You haven't reached your prime.
That's right. I got to get the Wonder Clock app. obviously, before that, things were harder. And, of course, there's still many people today who won't take a birth control pill because it's against their religion. I know my parents use the rhythm method. they had a drummer and a bass player in their bedroom, and so they couldn't have sex until they had a gig. So that's when they used the rhythm method.
Oh, wow.
Sounds good. That was a joke.
Oh, where was
totally
I?
Totally went over your head.
I was checking out my buddy's picture here. He sends me these pictures he takes.
This is freaking zero?
It's amazing. No, it's my buddy Rob.
Okay.
And he takes amazing pictures, man. Look at that picture he took of some kind of a something or other on the water or whatever.
That's not a photograph, is it?
Yeah.
It looks like an illustration.
He enhances him a little bit, but he takes amazing pictures.
That's amazing, yes. Yeah. Oh, it looks like a spider.
Yeah. Sends me them all the time, and they're just really incredible pictures that he takes.
And will he allow you to use them on your desktop?
No, I can do whatever I want. He's got them all watermarked here anyway, his name on them, but he's given me a couple for like album demo covers and stuff, and they're really, really cool.
That's a somewhat honor of a thing of honor. I think, you know, hey, this band used my artwork for their album cover. If I was an artist, I would think that'd be cool to have that done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially rather than somebody stealing something. We're getting ready to shoot a music video in the band, and I had to find a really good picture of the what do you call it? The sign there going into Tennessee, and I talked to the people where I found it on their blog and asked them if I could use it. It was a vacation picture from them, and they said, yeah, that's great, and thanks for asking and whatnot. And so we'll use the picture in the thing and consider the email the
like
okay.
The sign that's like on I-75 as you're going?
Yeah, to like
okay.
Yeah, one of those state
signs, yeah.
Highway sign, yeah.
Right, and what does it say on this Tennessee
sign? It's just a Tennessee, oh, welcome, I don't know, I don't remember what it says, but I needed the sign, and you know what I mean? I'm going to use that as a, with some motion, as if you were kind of driving by it.
Okay, but there is no ocean near Tennessee though, right?
Why, did I say ocean?
Yeah.
No, why? What did I
thought you said ocean. As, no? With the ocean in it, you said.
Oh, motion.
Motion, oh,
yeah,
I see.
Motion, as, like, if you're driving by. Yeah.
Got it,
yeah.
Okay. I just heard ocean. I hear the mo in your ocean.
Moses.
So
anyway, yeah, yeah. We go talking about pictures and everything, but we're talking about things that make life easier on the show. And you said you were going to, did you end up looking up the tampon thing? No. What about, mentioned something before. It was the guitar string winders.
Yes, if you're a guitarist, having a string winder is that makes your life easier. And I'm going to say for the first 10 years of my guitar life, I never owned one of those.
Same here.
And then I went over to a buddy's house and I seen him using one. I'm like, oh, that's what that's for. I've seen those at the music store.
Yeah, a little plastic thing that
$2 thing.
Allows you to spin your tuning peg and wind your string, new strings on. And it's pretty amazing. Just a little ingenious plastic gadget. Very cool.
That would be a good thing to have the patent for.
It would be.
Do you use yours often?
Whenever I get a chance.
Not often enough.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
All right, this week's quote or quip comes from Aldous Huxley. Aldous says, Aldously enough, technological progress has merely provided us with more efficient means for going backwards.
Right. Which, you know, in some cases, I suppose that is the case. Some of the stuff that we do that make our lives easier or get things done faster, in reality, it's just making us go backwards in other terms, like morality or, the right way of thinking, trying to be better people. You know, it's these things that we do to make life easier. It isn't necessarily making us better human beings.
In a lot of ways, it's making us not care or, you know, do things that we take advantage of the way that how easy things are to do nowadays. And
yeah, and some, we're talking about the cell phone. Like, there's kids out there who don't know any other way. They just know that this is a thing that we're supposed to have, obviously. We're supposed to have these devices in our hands that are supposed to calculate stuff and find out when my biological clock is ending and all that kind of stuff.
It may be shocking for you to know that we're out of time.
Oh, I'm shocked. But it was nice being with you for the last half hour.
Oh, thank you.
Hope you can come
you
back.
Mean them.
Yeah, hopefully you can come back again next week.
All right, we'll see you then.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.